This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, let's get to the most pressing question that I guess we're required to ask everybody today as we bring Chip Scoggins into the conversation an hour early, and I appreciate your flexibility. Yes or no, are you running to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota?
That would be an unequivocal no. I am not.
Wow. Cross no. Chip off the list. He is out. Are the Vikings right now the team that no one wants to play in the playoffs? Five in a row.
The truth cannot be controversial, as a great coach once said.
Yes, yes. So let's get to this, because my feeling is, Chip, if it's a young team and it's a new coach and you're building with that young group and you win five in a row, maybe, I repeat, maybe there's some hangover. But when it's an established coach and one of the oldest teams in the league and you are already out of the playoffs, I get it. They should try to win, right? I mean, I don't fault KO for feeling good about it. I don't fault the players for trying hard and winning. But as far as if they start playing well early next year and they can cite back to this, I'm just not buying it.
Well, I don't buy into carryover in the NFL because teams change so dramatically in the offseason. I mean, the Vikings team is not going to look anything like what just finished. I mean, there's going to be changes. I mean, it's just part of the NFL life. So I don't typically buy this is a building block to something else. Now, I do buy that there is a expectation that no matter the circumstances, you still be professional. And I do buy that, and I think we saw that. On down the line from veterans, the best players, there is that expectation that, you know, you don't tank, you don't check out mentally. You still, even if you're out of the playoffs, you still be a professional. Now, I do think that that carries over, and I think they've established that. But in terms of this is building towards something else, no, I don't buy that.
Okay, let's say I'm your professor, and here is your assignment. You were supposed to tell me from, let's go back to July 1st, before camp began, to now as we sit here, January 5th, And I want you to offer up a 90-second answer about what you now know about J.J. McCarthy, which you didn't know a little more than 6 months ago.
Can I have a pause for 90 seconds?
I agree. That is the problem.
I would say, I'll say this. I didn't know what his floor was. Nobody knows what his ceiling is, but I thought his floor would be higher than it was.
Yeah.
And I think, while it's pretty obvious, the brain trust misidentified it too.
Yep.
I think they thought he'd be farther along, didn't know it'd be this rough, need this much emphasis on mechanics, the accuracy, really just kind of the emotional maturity. And I go back to yesterday, you've proven to be injury prone.
Yep.
And that you take on a linebacker and try to have this massive hit, knock him over, and then stand over and taunt him.
Yes.
Like, that can't happen, Chad, going forward.
Right.
I mean, that absolutely, he needs to learn and grow from those kinds of things. So I would say, if you asked me to give a grade, I would say incomplete, because I don't think we know enough about him yet.
No, you gave a great answer. I will give great credit to someone we both know well, Kevin Seifert, your former colleague,
mm-hmm.
who has been covering the Vikings in various capacities for a long time. His comprehensive look at how the Vikings were preparing for McCarthy, counting on Daniel Jones, misjudging the situation. If you care about the Vikings, it's a must-read. And it's the best recap I've read. And let's just get to the Jones part here for a second. And obviously Jones would get a great chance in Indianapolis. And before he injured, his leg first and then the Achilles, he was a great story. But the way Kevin lays it out, this organization was convinced when they brought Jones in, embraced, showed him the KOC method, he was going to be their other option. And when he wasn't it, they just weren't prepared. They did not have another viable option. And that is on both those guys. That is on Kwesi and on KOC.
For sure. I mean, I think they just assumed or felt very strongly with, what was Jones here, 6 weeks? Whatever the time frame was, that they'd established enough inroads that he would want to be part of this, part of this group where you have KO's the coach and the talent on offense, and it's set up, and he watched what happened with Sam Darnold. But for Daniel Jones, he looked at it and said, well, I got a better chance to start in Indianapolis than here.
Right? Exactly, and he was right.
I think the money was comparable.
Yeah.
But I think he just said, I have a better chance, and he guessed right. And so at that point, they were scrambling, and the Sam Howell thing never made sense.
No.
We sat there throughout camp, the writers, we sat there on the sideline, like, what are they waiting on? Because he's not going to be on this team. It was just pretty obvious he was not going to be part of the plan. So they went all in on one plan that and didn't leave themselves enough flexibility or enough or a good enough plan B to where you had to thrust Max Brosmer after Carson Wentz got hurt.
Are we still – is that crowd still out there? I just want to know that
– I don't think so.
KOC is afraid of playing Max Brosmer because he'll look so good that they won't know what to do with JJ. If we went back to the dumbest, silly theories of the sports year, that's a strong contender. So let's get back to McCarthy, right? Because he's not durable. That's what we know right now. He just isn't durable. Now, maybe it's one of many players who went on to have success, and, you almost forget their durability issues. He still isn't accurate enough. He still hasn't figured out the finesse versus the fastball, and now they have to convince some guy who has a chance to be, a good quarterback? They have to convince some guy who has a chance to be good enough to challenge McCarthy, maybe beat him, The person has to buy that. They have to have the money because they have no choice. There's no way they can go with J.J. McCarthy and some 38-year-old, like Joe Flacco.
Carson Wentz.
No chance. They got to find that guy. And the names out there so far, Chip, man, it's a yawn fest to me so far. But I probably would have said that about Sam Darnold 2 years ago.
Well, that's it. I mean, they have to identify someone that's a starting level quarterback that, you know, because you have to go in there saying, hey, you're going to play eight games if you don't win the starting spot in training camp. Like, there's just, this is what, with his injury history, that's what the assumption you have to make. So you have to, you're right. You have to convince that player, and there's two ways you have to do it. Money, and convince him that there's a realistic opportunity that he is going to be the starter. And if he has options, then he's going to choose you over someone else. So it's going to be a tricky line to walk there and finding the right guy. But I agree. I just don't think you can come back. To me, McCarthy hasn't done enough to warrant saying unequivocally right now he's a starter in 2026.
Nope.
And even if you felt that way, you have to give yourself a better opportunity if and when he gets hurt to win, because you can't just try to piece it together for eight or nine games. You think you're going to be a playoff team.
If you had a really young, unproven team, lots of young players who are showing promise, then maybe. But you're an old team, and you have the second biggest cap problem in the offseason. And you got Jefferson, Addison, maybe Hockenson, Darisaw, O'Neal. I mean, you have proven guys on offense. And to say, to look them in the face and say, man, J.J.'s March, April, May were so good that we don't need another viable option, doesn't pass reality.
No.
It's not possible.
No. I mean, it's going to take more than the offseason. You're going to have to show them that you have a legitimate plan at quarterback, because they didn't have one this year in terms of knowing where J.J. was at and his ability to lead a team ready for the playoffs. Or the backup situation. That was a mess from the beginning.
When we come back with Chip, we'll talk a little more Vikings, in particular Harrison Smith, his career, because it sure looked like it was done. It'd be a heck of a story if he comes back. We got to get to Coy Parrish, because we have not talked to Chip about that. And then also, nice comeback by the Gopher men's basketball team. So plenty more with our friend Chip Scoggins. Don't forget the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, on the biggest story of the last 24 hours. Tim Walz out, not running for re-election. What sort of insurance do you have right now? What is your situation with your car, your home, a condo, a snowmobile, a cabin, anywhere you need? We're not talking health insurance. We're talking where you're required to have it. Are you confident? Because I am. Because I work with American Family, and in particular an office that is now run by my friend Amber Scholl. I have been with that office since I came back here a long time ago. I'm old, sadly. I hate saying that. My maturity is of a four-year-old, but my age is a little older than that. This office has been great to me and other customers for me for over 35 years. Now, Amber has been a part of the office for 15 years. She's been running it for a number of years, and it's running better than ever. How do you get a hold of Amber? First of all, it's with American Family. So this is a established, big knocker, outstanding group. But then I don't want just a 1-800 number. Get a local office, and that's what you have when you reach out to TeamScholl.com. That's TeamScholl, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Find out. It's not just Amber. It's a team. They're great. I bet you'll be better off after that first conversation. TeamScholl.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Chip Scoggins back with us. It's pretty rare, Chip, when an official makes an announcement that a timeout has been called to honor a player. But what a great career for Harrison Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, never an issue with the guy off the field in any way. No matter the coach raved about him, whether it was the head coach, defense coordinator. We would just learn more and more this year about how Flores gave Harrison Smith like unbelievable leeway. So two things, because I know you've grown professionally closer with Harrison the last couple of years, just your respect for him. And he's gone. If Flores is gone too, that will be a radically different defense next season.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right about the freedom and kind of leeway to, I equate it to, he sort of was the quarterback, calling plays on the field based on kind of what he saw. They gave, we obviously see it on offense, but you just don't see it that often to the degree that Harrison was able to do what he did. And I think the turnaround by the defense coincided with him getting back on the field full time and healthy from whatever sidelined him there early on, you know, training camp in the first couple games where he was basically a part-time player. But so he left the door open, but based on everything that happened yesterday, it'd be, if he came back, that would be, I guess a little bit surprised. That felt like the walk-off.
That was it.
Both him and CJ. So, yeah, I mean, even if Flores leaves, there might be some internal candidates to replace them. So you have some continuity with the defense, but they're not going to call it the same. And certainly if Harrison's not there, you're not going to have that quarterback back there kind of directing and orchestrating everything. So it's going to look different, both in personnel and scheme, particularly if Flores is not back. And I've seen his name, Chad, get thrown out with the Raiders job today because of Tom Brady and his respect for him. I don't know the chances though of Flores getting another head coaching job based on his lawsuit. I mean, it's hard to say that, but it's certainly going to be a factor. I would think that the lawsuit is still unresolved with the NFL.
Let's get to Coy Parrish because this news happened since we last chatted. This is the highly recruited kid from ESCO who was very, very good his freshman year. And it seems from the analytics and for sure from our eyes, not close the second year. And like, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000 other kids, I'm not exaggerating, he entered the portal where he is going to look around. The report was that he'd consider coming back. You know, I'd consider winning the Masters. They're both probably as likely. And I get the fans' frustration, and I get it's even more because he's one of us. I just cannot get mad at him because and plenty of his drop-off has to be attributed to him. That cannot be a factor. But when you're this highly recruited, and this sort of multi-athlete, because he was just a tremendous athlete growing up there, and you have significant aspirations to keep playing football for about 12 more years and make a lot of money, and you think, hey, how did I continue to progress in my football aspirations this year with the defense that stunk and I wasn't very good? If I was advising him, I would have looked around too. And it seems to me Miami is the obvious candidate with the former Gopher defense coordinator down there, the money they have, and the run Miami's on right now.
Yeah, if I was sitting here today, I would say Miami or Ohio State, because Ohio State, remember, they flew in, Day flew in, 3 days before signing day to try to get him to switch and come to Ohio State before his freshman year before signing day. So I would think those are two big. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of factors. I think money, although my gut tells me.
Pretty good here,
my gut
right?
tells me. Yeah, that's it. My gut tells me, because they're never going to release the financial terms, but I would bet that there are at least, I'll say three players, if they all returned, would be over $1 million in compensation.
Think about
Drake, Coy, Anthony Smith. I think those three, I think it's a safe guess that they would be over $1 million between rev share and NIL.
Yeah.
So, but can someone else pay him $2 million, or more?
Yeah.
More, the Blue Bloods have more NIL money. But also, these players want to play in college football playoff.
Yep.
They want to be in where, you talk about the NFL. Well, the Gophers have a pretty good history of putting safeties in the NFL here. They're on a heck of a run with that. So it's not
But those guys were playing better, right?
Better,
Right? And then that's because you're indisputably play more. But those guys, Winfield was just a stud. This guy took a notable step back and is saying, because a lot of people aren't real accountable. He might be saying, well, wasn't all me. He should be taking plenty. But if I go back with Corey down in Miami, I play like I did my freshman year. All of a sudden we're in the semis or we win it. And not only do I play better, get more skills, but I'm out there even more for the scouts.
That's it, yeah. And Corey Heatherman was the defense coordinator when he was a freshman, had the All-American season. So he might be thinking, if I reunite with him, rediscover some of that magic, get back to how he was playing, and you're playing on a much bigger stage, you're playing more games, more eyeballs on you. So I think there's a lot of factors in it, and we'll see where he winds up. But I think it's too convenient to just say, well, he got paid a lot more money. That's probably part of the thing, but it's not only thing. It's not the only reason.
And if you're a Gopher fan and you go gaga when you get other players to come in, like this kid from Tennessee, and then you're vindictive when some other kid leaves, you got to be a little objective, don't you?
Well, yes, and I do think if I was the GM or a coach and you watch these college football playoff teams, invest that money in the trenches.
Yeah.
Get a great offensive line, great defense, because that's how they're winning. And because I think they have the quarterback, Chet. I think they got the quarterback.
He's pretty darn good. I agree.
Yeah.
Great to chat as always. Be safe. We'll talk next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Tim Pawlenty once was the governor of the state of Minnesota. He tried again another time. What does he think of Tim Walz saying, you won't have me to kick around anymore because I'm out of here? Tim Pawlenty on Tim Walz next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,